Oh yeah, you guys live in Long Beach, right?
Yeah. Mm. I lived there, and then she moved in with me for a bit when, like, during the pandemic.
That's right.
Yeah, I think you came to our house for her birthday.
I did. It was for her birthday, no?
Yeah.
It was for her birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a cool party. It was so fun. The cowboy party.
That's right. Yeah. 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 You guys went to the same school, right?
We did. We did. We went to, well, the funny thing is, like, I didn't know her. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't even know we went to the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we did go to Santa Fe together, but I met Vanessa through Mary Lou.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I knew Mary Lou first.
Yeah. Because she's a little older than you. I think she's like a grade above you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that when you started illustrating? Like, is that when you got into art, or have you been doing that like your whole life?
I've been like attracted to the art field, like when I was little. Then,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just was always with me, you know. Like, but trying to get back into it, you know, and then you.
Your
guys...
work is really nice.
Oh, what? You saw my stuff?
We looked at your Instagram and everything.
We studied your Insta for sure.
I'm the least artistic person, I think, of like everybody you're talking to. Oh, so
I don't think that's not true. Like, you're usually the most successful of, like, your work is easily the most successful.
She also says she's like the least interesting of all of us too, and then she goes on Dr. Phil with her polyamorous thought.
Yeah, like, yeah, what is this? Like, yeah, what's not interesting is like sitting in a quiet room listening to a noise tape. That's not interesting.
Oh my god,
you're going on Dr. Phil with your two lovers.
Yeah,
you're probably to defend the right to do that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You said that's the title of your guys' podcast, right? Wait,
Platonic
Polyamory.
We were making fun of it. It was a phrase that, so occasionally I learned, like, I belong to the polyamorous subculture or whatever, obviously. So they were describing platonic polyamory, and I was like, I feel like this is called friendship, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's not like a thing that needs label, and so I just share with them all the fun terms and things that I learned, and that one stuck around. Platonic polyamory.
Yeah, we get to have the polyamorous gossip without having to. But Jasmine, I was going through your Instagram, and it goes back quite a bit.
Yeah.
So like 2018 was maybe the earliest that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
For yours, and
like my first post.
Yeah. It's that's interesting though, because like it goes far back, so I can kind of see like how your visual style sort of like changes and adapts and like gets in new like influences. I saw one post that like that referenced like the like German expressionists. And like a lot of your stuff, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like it seems like it's influenced a lot by like sort of like Mexican muralists like Diego Rivera and like Frida Kahlo. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about like how your visual style has evolved from when you were like kind of in, it looks like it was like high school. Is that when it started to be sort of like,
on my page?
Yeah.
I think that was in college. I think when I was taking, illustration. I love that class so much, and I think that's when I started, because my teacher was so fucking dope and just inspired me.
Where was this
so,
at?
Huh?
What college was this?
Cal State Long Beach.
It was Cal State Long Beach. And did you, were you doing, like, were you an art major already, or like an illustration major already, or like did you kind of start off like undeclared and
It's funny, Switch? Like the first, you know, like when you go to the first day, I guess, like, mm-hmm. oh no, orientation. I mean, when you go to orientation.
In the pyramid? Actually, huh? Did you have your orientation in the pyramid?
What?
Did I? No, I didn't.
No, okay.
It was like somewhere else, but
it's like a cult?
I remember sitting there being like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I love art, but then all the stigma and all the like shit about if you're an artist, you're not going to make money, got in my head. Right. And I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to do art then. I'll just do it on the side, but I'm not going to go to school for it. Like, it just got in my head. So I remember that day in the orientation, I was going to do English, mm-hmm. like English literature or something, which is so...
Can't make money off that either. So
not me. What?
Can't make money off of that either. I've tried.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. So I was like, that's not me. But I was like, I guess I'll do it. And then I remember in the split second when I said English literature and I was going to go start getting my classes mm-hmm. that day, I went up to this lady and I was like, and I was still like high school brain. So I was like, I changed my mind. I was like, I don't want to do this. I changed my mind. Because it was right after high school, you know? Uh-huh. And I was like, I don't want to do English. I want to do art. It was so dramatic. It was funny. Yeah. And she was like, hey, why are you here then? Go over there. Blah, blah. She took it as like not even a big deal. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, and that's when, I'm so glad I did that. Because imagine if I did, I would have been so miserable. But I did study art education to be an art teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you teach now, right? Do you teach? Was it third grade?
So I'm actually not a credentialed teacher, so I'm doing subbing. Mm-hmm. So okay. I'm like the substitute teacher. I actually did get to teach art though, under the table, like not under the table, but basically, it was after COVID, so they were just desperate for teachers, and I didn't have my credentials. So basically, I taught without my credentials, and I was able to have that experience like without having to go to school though to get my credentials, because you have to get your credentials to be a teacher.
Right.
But that's like another almost 2 years. So I just like haven't done it yet. Right. Mm-hmm. But I did get to teach art in middle school 2021, like right after COVID. So I had like fresh COVID children. Like crazy children, like because they were like stuck at home for like 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just crazy,
what do you do
man.
With that? Do you just like give them a bunch of finger paints and like lock them in the room and hope they don't kill each other?
Oh, just give them some cardboard, have fun.
Yeah. What's it so like to teach like art to children? Like
what's it like?
Yeah.
I miss it because I only did it for like that year because they were telling me, if you want to still teach here, you need to go back to school and get your credentials.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I have to go to school and still teach, which is, you have to do that. And then she's like, yeah. And I was like, ugh. I was like, I don't think I told her no, like, I can't do that right now. Like, I'm not ready for that. There's no time to go to school and teach. Like, I don't know how people do it, man. Like, so I said no. I was like, let me sub, get more experience, because that was my first time teaching ever.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in the education system, like educating, like right after high school, I got a job at this like art studio and I was able to teach there, but it wasn't like classroom curriculum teaching. It was more like crafts, and that was fun. That was super cool. So when I actually started teaching, like I realized, oh my gosh, like I need more experience with this shit, like, because it was crazy, like, but I loved being able to have that experience, because if you can do middle school, you can do anything.
How does
middle school is crazy.
The closest I've gotten to teaching was I taught in Spain for what, a while, and
no way.
Yeah. And I mean, I love the, like, I had different ages, and like the younger kids were so sweet and so easy. But as they approached middle school and like the teenage, it became really kind of difficult to like keep their attention and stuff. So, like, how does did you find that teaching and like and having to approach art in an educative way did that inform like your own style and like what you were doing for yourself?
Definitely, yeah. When I worked at the art studio in Cerritos, it was called Aspire Art Studios. If you look at my first posts, like and my art page, it's very whimsical, like children's book style, like
because I was
working with them. If you notice it, right, like.
Yeah,
I realized
there's a lot of
like
faces on things, a lot of characters. Like I think, it reminds me of like I think you kind of there's a reference there from like Yellow Submarine and stuff. So there's like
I feel how it sort of feels.
Yeah,
yeah. I was gonna ask about like Adventure Time and stuff because it looks some of it like some of the style and like the faces sort of remind me a little bit of like Adventure Time and cartoons from I guess the era. Probably you're a little bit younger than us, so I'm guessing like when you were like in middle school yourself, probably.
Oh, when Adventure Time came out.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's probably middle school when it came out, and I loved Adventure Time. But yeah, like working with kids definitely like inspired my art to like move in different ways. And I was also learning at that art studio too. Like so when I had left, I told them like, you guys taught me how to be a better artist or have new styles, try new styles. So yeah, my first few posts like are very children, like very inspired by bright colors. Like I've always loved colors and bright colors, so it's definitely changed since then. But yeah, and then teaching art, because you asked previously like how is it teaching art with kids, I love it. It's so much fun. Right now I'm subbing like for elementary school, but there's no, like, I don't do art, so it's kind of hard for me sometimes because like I'll be teaching math or science or English, and like, which is, you can make it fun, but I have more passion in art. So I subbed for art the other day and I had so much fun. I was like, man, nice. I got to get back into it, you know?
Yeah. I remember when I was in high, like middle school or something like that. And like whenever a teacher who like a math or like science teacher or something like that had to like draw a diagram on the blackboard or the whiteboard or whatever, and like they were actually good at it, it was a big, it was kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, so, oh my God, like that anatomical heart actually looks anatomical. Like, what is going on? What are these hidden things? Do you get to do that? Like when you're like, when you make a pie chart and it's like you actually get like the shading right or something.
Yeah. Like I don't really draw stuff like that with them, but when I do like games with them, I'll play like this game called Disappear Man. And it's like, so you know, I have to be kind of, you know how it's kind of.
I want to disappear, man.
It's really fun. I have so much fun with it. But so you know, you have to be like sensitive with things nowadays, like in school, and like so you can't really play Hangman anymore because it's
right.
Like, oh, really?
Hanging, yeah. Like
it's not like disappearing.
Just kind of fucking like why? Like that's a gnarly thing, man. That's a lot of pressure on a kid. Like get this fucking word right, or like you're responsible for this man's death.
So like it wouldn't, like if they say, oh hey man, it's like not really a big deal, but like if we, like for me in the position to be like, let's play Hangman, like nowadays you like you just have to be careful. So we play Disappear Man, which is
like I remember when I went to school, and I went to school like in a very like rural, very unwoke area in Southeast Tennessee in the 90s, and I remember everybody
what did they call Hangman in the South? That's
I don't want to guess the alternative to that.
I remember everybody was still like sit Indian style like all the time.
I remember going
to a school for the first time and somebody was like crisscross applesauce, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
I didn't hear about that until I was an adult.
Yeah, I didn't know about crisscross applesauce until I was an adult either. And I don't know where the applesauce comes from because I don't know how to sit that way. But
that's funny, dude. Because you can't say Indian style, you have to say crisscross.
Yeah.
Wait, so is Disappear Man like you draw the man and then you get rid of limbs?
Yeah. So like when you said, do you draw stuff? Like I still like try and scare them sometimes. Like so you draw a character. When you said, oh, what do you draw stuff? I draw just like a character, right? Like a dinosaur or
something that they
love.
A beloved character that they get attached to quickly.
And they're like, oh, my God, how did you do that so fast? Stuff like that. And then I'm just like, oh, just practice, you know, just keep practicing. And so, yeah, if they get a letter wrong, for example, like the word is shoe or something, and say they have the wrong letter, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to erase his arm. Like, you have to erase a part of the body.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, he's going to die if you guys don't get it right. And then
like, so the pressure's still there.
That's good. Yeah, the motivation is still, it's still life or death. It's
just, yeah, like he's gonna die. Like he only has his head left. Come on, guys.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. I do feel that children, young children, respond to very high stakes. So it helps with the educational aspect.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no. I have kids.
Is that how you tell them? Like, eat your vegetables or you're going to kill mommy.
I have to dial it back so that they're slow. You know, like, I don't want any of my kids to be trauma or anything. And, like, I grew up with, like, threat of hell constantly. That was in my house. It was like, oh, like, you do this, you're disobeying. That's, you know, that's what the devil wants. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we don't do that here. So it's more of just, like, it's more like, you know, like, I try to be, like, real. What did I say today? I was like, you know, if you don't eat all this. Oh, sorry. I meant to not say their name. I was like, God damn it. I was like, you know, if you don't eat all your salad and you only fill up on these cookies, then, you know, you're going. And you also don't want to say that they're going to get fat, too. Like, that's bad, too. You can't say that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I was like, your blood sugar is going to get really high and you're going to feel tired later. Oh my God.
Wait, that's your kid?
Yeah. I told him that his blood sugar was going to get high and then it's going to crash and he's going to feel tired later. Trying to make it high stakes without being traumatizing.
All right, cool. So I had some more questions just about your work. It's a weird. Yeah. The first one is the, I think it's your IG handle, but the Fuzzy Changa character, right? So do you want to talk about that? Like how it first developed, like when you started doing, like having sort of like a recurring, to the Sasquatch? I can't really tell.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm dead that you're bringing that up. That's so funny. So like I was always obsessed with like monkeys as a kid.
I did see an actual orangutan painting early in your Instagram.
Orangutans are like my favorite and I was obsessed with them when I was little.
My family and then I used to watch the show. And my family used to call me orangutan.
They used to call you one?
They used to call me orangutan, yeah.
Oh my God. That's hilarious, man. I was obsessed with this show called Orangutan Island Orangutan Island.
What is that?
What was it? Is it called Orangutan Island? Now I'm forgetting, but it was this show in Borneo where like they would just basically record daily lives of orangutans. And they would even show like sad. Like they would show when they would die. Like it was sad.
Jeez,
like
yeah.
It was like beautiful, but it was sad. Like they would show everything, like how they died.
Was it actually like a show from Borneo, or is it just like was this, what channel was this on?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was like on like Nat Geo or something. Like
shit. Okay.
So it wasn't for like kids. It was just a show about orangutans.
Oh, that would be so cool. No, it was like a real show, like in Borneo.
Okay.
Real orangutans just chilling. And so I was like always obsessed with monkeys. So then I would just doodle like monkeys sometimes. And then one time I made a character, Fuzzy Changa. But I didn't have a name for it yet. And I would just doodle it all the time. And at one point I was like, just making some more for fun. And then my boyfriend Jose was like, you should like make this into like a thing, like you should make books or you should draw children's books or something, like you can make this into your character. And I was like, I'm down to try it. So then I honestly called I always look like fuzzy stuff, you know? So I just added fuzzy in front of Changa because like my mom used to call me Changa as a baby or when I was little. So I put like fuzzy Changa and I was like, oh, I kind of like that. I like the sound to that. And then it just, I feel like it fit like the personality of the character I was drawing. So it just stuck. I stuck with it.
That's really cool. I like, I'm sorry, go on.
I was going to say, what's Changa? Is that a Spanish word or something?
Yeah, like Changa, Changuita is like monkey.
Oh,
like,
okay, sorry.
Little monkey, yeah. Changa head.
Okay, like, my mind went to, I know like, I guess it was Gen Z or Gen Z Alpha had the big Chungus thing with the fat Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that character.
Yeah, sorry, I was just wanting to check.
Which one is that?
It's a meme of like a fat Bugs Bunny. Big Chungus.
Yeah.
Big Chungus.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if that was the origin. I was like, it's a weird thing to call your kid, but
her mom is 16.
Yeah. Still.
I like the fuzzy Changa character. I think my favorite depiction of it that I've seen so far is I think it's it looked like a black and white sketch of the fuzzy Changa character menstrual bleeding on the American flag. You don't see Big Chungus doing that shit. So that one was sick. I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they were trying to ban abortion rights. And
that's right. It was like
Yeah, fuck SCOTUS and the war on women now.
Yeah.
Yep. I was like, fuck y'all.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I was mad. And then I think I did that on Procreate. You guys know Procreate?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not an artist. I was Procreate. I thought Procreate was like a platform for a second, like a drawing platform or something, like creating art. Yeah. Oh, it is?
It is, yeah. It's like a basically like a really easy to learn another version of like Photoshop.
Oh.
And so Photoshop has all these extra things you can do, but I honestly like Procreate so much more because it's like easy. You could draw on it, you can edit on it. You can make anything you want on it, really. And that's what I use sometimes for my art.
Is it less confusing than GIMP?
GIMP?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't even know GIMP. What is that?
You don't know GIMP. It's like the open source Photoshop, but like I can't figure out how to move something around on it ever. Like it drives me crazy.
I never heard of that.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
I heard what GIMP is, but...
Well, yeah. Like, yeah, like in but Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
But no, yeah.
Wake up the GIMP.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a Python based Photoshop clone. That's my one friend says it's really easy to use, but I can't even figure out how to drag and drop something inside of it.
I would already just left the GIMP page by then. Like if it's not easy to just do something simple, I won't use it.
Yeah. So Procreate
is really cool.
And it's free?
I think, man, I don't remember. No, I think it's probably like $10 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But you don't have to pay monthly fees like Photoshop does, which is so stupid.
Oh, nice.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Photoshop,
yeah,
you have to pay like $30 a month, I think.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's awful.
going back to like your art, I noticed that throughout your work, the like hands are a pretty common motif. You draw a lot of hands and stuff, like so like are you drawn to like the symbol? I think the one that I saw that like was the most like resonant with me, there were two notes of it. There was the one, it was the split open series of like the hand kind of like bones. Mm-hmm. And then there was the painting it said that you finished, that was your father's hands, right? Your late father's hands.
Oh yeah.
You finished, right? Do you want to talk about like those pieces or like, kind of the significance of that symbol, like that symbolism a bit?
Yeah. Oh wow, that's crazy. Awesome question. Cause those are like huge pieces that were really like emotional to make at the time, because the split open series, I think, yeah, when I started using like the symbol of hands, was definitely inspired by my dad. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy. Like, I'll never forget when this happened. I feel like it's one of those things where you say it and like you either believe it or you don't. But when my dad had passed, it was like I got the phone call at night, and I was sick. I had COVID, actually. I was dying in bed. Yeah. And so I remember just kind of just like laying in bed, like in shock. And my blinds were kind of open. So like a little bit of moonlight was like coming in my room. And I am not kidding. Like the light was reflecting like a blue hand, like, but it was fading away very slowly. Like I remember looking at it and being like, what the fuck is, like, that looks like a hand right there. But it wasn't like, it wasn't detailed, you know. Mm-hmm. It didn't, you couldn't see like the wrinkles or the like, you could just see a very faint shape of it. And it was, it just stood there for a few seconds and it started fading away slowly and slowly and slowly. So I only got to see it for a little bit, but I remember being like, what the fuck? Like, I think that's a hand. So I remember being like, oh shit, that, I know that's like my dad just like saying bye, you know, like,
yeah.
So I think like I started using hands as like, I also just really like drawing my hands. It's like pretty fun. Mm. And so then after that, I think I started using it pretty often, like in my work. And then the piece you brought up about finishing my dad's hands, he was also an artist. And so he started this painting or drawing of his own hands, but he passed away, so he couldn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma was like, he was really excited to give it to his mom, my grandma. And I remember I took it home and I was like, I'm going to finish it for him because, like, I would love to make that connection with him.
Yeah.
And also give it to my grandma because that's what he wanted to do. So that piece is also really special to me because, like, doing it with my dad too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my dad's spirit was like, oh my God, so strong. Like, I felt him all the time. Like, now not so much, but he was so strong. Like, his spirit was always there. So when I was painting it, I remember, like, definitely feeling him and stuff. Yeah, so that one was really,
yeah,
really awesome to make.
It's mm-hmm. it's an awesome piece, and I saw it before I read the description on Instagram, and like the fact that it was like I guess like a collaborative thing between you and your dad, it's was fascinating to me because it looks like a singular style doing it. It doesn't look like it's hard to tell that it's two different people.
I get you.
You know, did you like did you kind of adapt to his style or a little bit, or was that just kind of like coincidental that you guys sort of like illustrated like in sort of like similar ways?
So like he started with the sketch. So like the sketch was there, right? Okay. In pencil. So I feel like it probably looks like it was like the same, or because he had already started it, and I just outline. I wanted to keep his lines. He has like very like crude lines in his work, so it's very sketchy and rough. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to keep that style he had, and then I just painted on top of it.
Oh, okay.
But then I actually like used his shirt as a reference. So I was painting, and then I had a shirt next to me to get like the colors down.
The flannel one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rad.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's crazy that you say that. Maybe we do have like the same style, but my dad, like, he did a bunch of cool like car art. Like he would paint a lot of cars.
Oh, that's sick. Like hot rods, like type stuff. Or, like,
yeah, he was very into that. Yeah. So, and it's crazy because he didn't start really, really painting. He was always like an artist, but he didn't really start really painting until he got sick. So when he got sick, he like spent a lot of his downtime painting in his studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he
turned into like a Frida.
That's sick. And he, correct me if I'm wrong, did he give you your first tattoo or was it just a tattoo?
Yeah, he did. He gave me my first tattoo.
That your first hurt. One, okay.
He
nice.
Just like, it was, so he was giving tattoos because he knew he didn't have a lot of time left and he wanted to just like make that as a memory, right? And he's like, you want a tattoo? And I was like, what the f-? I was like, hell yeah, tattoo. But then I was like, I'm scared. Like, what if like something happens, whatever? And he was like,
yeah.
He was like, he would just be like, come on, like, why are you scared? Like, you'll be fine. I've done this before. And I was like, okay. So then he gave me this one.
Rose.
Oh, nice. So rose. So I also use a lot of roses or flowers, like roses in my work. And this was my first tattoo. And he did another one on my ankle of his initials. And yeah, they both hurt like a lot because he put like a lot of, I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah,
TC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
He put a lot of pressure. I was like, wow. I was like, this is true. Like, tattoos fucking hurt, but it's because he just had like a heavy hand.
No, I have a chest piece tattoo. You can't really see it. It's like kind of like all the way down there. It was more painful. I had two children without meds, and the chest piece was more painful.
For real?
Man, you're
your
first.
Oh my God.
The rest weren't as pain. I mean, the rest are painful, but the chest piece was like something else. And it was also 6 hours of like getting it all done in one go. So,
wow.
You're crazy, man. I give you props. That's crazy. Yeah, I hear chest and stomach or ribs, like that whole torso area is like no joke.
Hmm. Oh, man.
Especially like big pieces. That's crazy.
Yeah, you'd have to talk to Vanessa about that because she has that's pretty much all she gets tattooed. It's just like that part of body.
Huh. Oh, on her torso?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, I like her Hello Kitty one.
Oh, yeah. That was her Vanessa. First one. Yeah. Yep.
That's so her. Love it.
Yeah.
I have a Harry Potter tattoo, which is really unfortunate for a lot of reasons now.
Why?
The author is transphobic.
It's not a picture of J.K. Rowling going annoying. Like trans women don't exist. Annoying.
Yeah. Harry Potter adults are like on the same level as Disney adults. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know any of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's
probably good.
Yeah,
it's to not encounter that.
Just enjoy it tangentially.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a friend designed it. It was like it's an ugly tattoo, but like in a cool way. I guess that makes sense. Like it's the head of Nagini has been beheaded, and it's like wrapped around the sword of Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is a Harry Potter tattoo on a 36-year-old adult woman. So
I don't know. I mean, yeah, if your friend designed it, that's like, you know.
That is like, really still cool. Every time I think of it, I'm like, ugh. I'm like, okay.
There's always that one tattoo that's like,
yeah,
you just grow not to like it anymore, and you're just like, fuck, like. So yeah, I guess everyone just has that one.
Yeah, that's kind of the myth of like, you know, like they like older people who don't have tattoos always say like, oh, you're gonna regret it.
Yeah.
And then I mean, it's kind of true because, like, yeah, you know, you have most people, I think, who have a lot of tattoos, has one that they're probably like, yeah, I probably wouldn't get that again. But also,
that's my one.
Yeah, like, is how bad is regret really? Like, you know,
I don't regret the other ones so much. Sometimes I wonder, like, oh, like, will the chest piece look good, like, as I get older? But
yeah,
then,
who gives
like,
a shit? Yeah.
But, like, I can just wear a t-shirt and nobody will see it. So, like, it won't matter at all.
It's hard.
Yeah, I'll probably still like I've slowed down since I've been aging on getting new tattoos, but I probably will get more tattoos at like maybe like I don't think I'm in the end of getting tattoos. I think I'll still get a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Get some on your neck like Anthony does.
There you go. Yeah. It's like right middle of the forehead right there.
Yeah. Rob doesn't have any tattoos.
Nope. No, I was actually talking to this person I've been seeing about that, and she was saying how like she can like sort of picture herself with tattoos and it look cool because she doesn't have any either. But she said like when she tries to like think of what they are, she like when she tries to like zoom in on the image in her head, she's just nothing there. So
it's like when I try to draw. Like I know what this thing looks like, and then you get to the blank page and like I have no idea what the fuck this thing looks like.
I
have to look up pictures of refrigerator. I'm like, what does fridge look like? Yeah, it doesn't work.
Wait, were you asking a question?
Yeah, I was just trying to remember. Brandon, you have tattoo, right?
I have tattoos. Yeah,
you can see
yeah.
One right there.
I got see them all the time.
Yeah,
but I've never met you in person. Oh, yeah. So
that's true. Yeah, I got my first tattoo on my 18th birthday.
I win.
That's pretty cool.
My dad signed a permission slip for me to get the Celtic cross when I was 17 because I told my dad, I said, Dad, let me get this Jesus themed Celtic cross tattoo on my back and nobody will see it and I'll never get another tattoo again. And my dad was like, okay. And you know, like my parents are pretty conservative, so I didn't know like if he would say yes, but my dad, you know, thought it was a cool enough idea and it was Christian or whatever. So he was like, sure. But then I did end up getting a bunch more tattoos. but like, it wasn't until I was an adult, like I started, you know, like I got married and had kids so young that like for a while I was like, well, this is my life. And then I was like, well, you know, maybe I'm not conservative. Maybe this is all bullshit. Maybe I should rethink my whole life. Maybe I am polyamorous. Maybe I should smoke weed. Maybe I should get tattoos. You know, every
Your dad gave you the gateway. Yeah, that's how it happened. Yeah, he signed his daughter out to the liberal world.
Yeah, Dad, it's your fault.
I never really thought about this, but Jasmine, did you design any of your tattoos? Is that like taboo to design your own tattoo? Or
dang, I don't know if it's taboo. I think it's so cool if you were to design your own tattoo. I'm like, do I have any? I tattooed myself with just like little ideas, like small flowers or something, you know. This one on my arm, like it's by the Joy of Life or Henri Matisse, my favorite painting, the Joy of Life. Mm-hmm. Draw it out, but I like designed it, I guess. Like I took the painting, I took a section of the painting. I was like, I want that, but can you add this? So then I just gave the artist some ideas. Like, can you add some musical notes and can you add some polka dots? Like, so just stuff like that. But I haven't really designed my own tattoo. I want to get a tattoo of a drawing I have, but I haven't done it yet. But this one on my arm is the one that's like a painting, but I wanted it in a certain way, so I was like, okay, add this, add that. So I didn't design it, but I was like, can you twist it in like this, which a lot of people do, right?
Yeah, it's normal. Yeah. I think
to your question, Rob, like I designed all of my tattoos.
Like you drew them yourself?
I drew them and gave it to them. Oops. And like, just so like, you're professional though, so can you like make the line straight? But I feel like I'm not a fun client for tattoo artists, because like I don't want their style. I think like one of my tattoos were like, one of my artists, like I told him what I wanted and I gave him a sketch and they came back like on the day and he's like, here you go, man. Like, here's how I fucking did it. And I was like, nope.
Take yourself out of this.
Yeah. Like, can you just do it the way I gave it to you? Just not like, just not on lined paper. All of mine are, so I don't know. I don't think I'm that fun. People don't take photos of my shit for their portfolio. It's not representative of anything that they do. It's just like, you know, it's just goofy shit that I drew and I gave it to them. It's like, yeah,
that's right. Cool. I love that. I don't know. I just do that.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a lot more fun when like you just tell them like, oh, I kind of want this, and they get to kind of like come up with it on their own. So
yeah, I do like seeing that when they draw it out.
Yeah.
So guys, I'm sorry I have to.
I was just gonna ask if anybody had any final questions.
Yeah, no, this is great. This is a great time to wrap up. Thank you so much for talking with us. I'm really excited about the event.
I wish I could make it out, but I'm 9,000 miles away.
And I will tweet out all the information and hopefully get some stuff going. I have LA, I think I have California friends, and definitely have Palestine like friends online. So,
maybe Anthony can promote it too.
Hopefully I can help.
Thank you guys so much. And thank you for letting me join today, hearing me out. That was really cool. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thank you.
It was super cool. You guys, so nice meeting you. Be careful with those earthquakes I hear you guys talking about. Hey, be careful out there.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, you guys have a good rest of your day. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye, Jasmine. You too. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Bye.